Bill Ballinger, the longtime political pundit here, was on the WKAR-TV broadcast of the State of the State address last night and opined that the severity of the problem in Flint has been exaggerated. Here's what he said.
The situation in Flint is nowhere near as bad as you are depicting. You have no idea what's going on in Flint. I was born and brought up there. I know what's going on.
And you live there now.
I live there.
But you've never had brown water.
Absolutely
not. So what did you think?
No elevated blood levels.
So what did you think when you heard that children and other families in your town did have brown water?
You know what? I've never seen any evidence that they do.
And those comments have apparently jeopardized Bill Ballinger's position with the political newsletter that he founded many years ago, Inside Michigan Politics. A lot of this unfolded here early this morning, and we've got Susan Demas, who's the current owner of Inside Michigan Politics, on the other end of our line to help us understand what's going on here. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mark.
Could you clarify here for us here what is Bill Ballinger's status with Inside Michigan Politics right now?
Bill is no longer associated with Inside Michigan Politics in any way, shape, or form as of this morning. As you know, Mark, we talked back in October of 2013 when I bought Inside Michigan Politics, and since then, Bill has periodically contributed to IMP. That will no longer be the case. I find his comments last night to be indefensible, to be in direct violation of scientific fact, and I do not want them associated with my publication.
How much did you discuss his comments with him before ending this relationship?
Bill and I actually had a conversation yesterday following a radio interview he had done in Detroit, where he was just speaking as an analyst and as a Flint resident. But I told him that, you know, I set the editorial tone for IMP. I don't want him speaking on this issue in the future. I felt we had an understanding. And then, as you know, things exploded after the State of the State address when he was on Tim Skubick's program.
Well, they were surprising comments, I think, in particular because of the scientific work that has been done on the water in Flint. Did you ask him about the importance of the Virginia Tech study and the work of Dr. Mona Hanna Atisha? Did he respond to that to those studies?
I have not had an in-depth policy discussion with Bill. And so I do not know what his opinion on that is. My bottom line is, I believe very much in taking an evidence-based approach to journalism. This violates that standard. And so I can no longer have somebody, who doesn't follow that protocol, associated with my publication.
We'll point out to our listeners that we did try to establish contact with Bill Ballinger here not too long ago, and we were unable to do so here. Bill Ballinger founded Inside Michigan Politics, Susan. Did you hesitate at all about this?
You know, to be honest, this is a human decision, and I consider Bill to be a friend. He is an encyclopedia of Michigan political knowledge. Yes, I did, but I felt it was very important to take swift action this morning, because I think his comments have brought great pain to the citizens of Flint and have done a disservice to, the scientific facts, that should not be disputed at all as we're moving forward and trying to help people.
How did he respond to your action?
Bill and I had a brief discussion this morning. He understands where I'm coming from. I would not describe us as having a relationship with any animosity. I find it incredibly unfortunate. I've enjoyed his contributions over the years when I've agreed with him, when I haven't, but, there are lines in the sand, and this is one of them.
Let's move on. I would like to get your thoughts here with regard to the governor's comments involving Flint last night. It was an extraordinary State of the State address, one where the likes of which we're not apt to see, I think, probably for a number of years. It was an extraordinary evening. What did you make of the governor's comments involving Flint and the actions that he wants to take and his culpability in this?
Well, the governor was more emotional than I believe we've ever seen him. He's clearly very sorry about what has transpired. I do think that he did try and shift the blame too much. I would have liked to have seen a more statesmanlike approach. And he did outline a clear plan going forward. My concern is that the $28 million that he's asking for, I fear will just be a drop in the bucket as to what's needed to fully treat this health crisis. And as you know, even though we have a budget surplus of about $500 million, we may not be able to come up with the necessary money on our own. And, you know, certainly the people of Flint deserve no less.
Susan J. Demas is the owner and publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.